This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Lori Owens with the Department of Political Science. She's being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Owens, what is the situation related to George W. Bush and his nominees to the federal bench?
Interestingly enough, now Republicans in the Senate are accusing the Democrats in the Senate of stalling or thwarting some of Bush's nominees to the lower federal judiciary. While the Democrats are in the minority in the Senate, there are still a sufficient number of them to cause the president some grief related to his judicial appointments. In two cases, Bush grew tired of haggling with the Senate Democrats and exercised his constitutional right of a recess appointment for Charles Pickering and Bill Pryor. Pryor, of course, was the Attorney General of Alabama before being seated on the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. Democrats howled at this, but the president was acting within his constitutional boundaries. Democrats had conducted hearings on Pickering and Pryor, but did not want them confirmed, so they were stalling the full Senate vote. In a gutsy move, Bush sidestepped the Senate and placed them on a bench, but it is not for life. To be placed on the bench for life, both men would have to be officially confirmed by the Senate. In an effort to draw attention to the alleged holdup of Bush's nominee, Senate Republicans led a filibuster on the topic of judicial confirmations just a few months ago. While it has produced no earth-shattering results, it did draw some media attention to the situation. It is ironic, throughout the Clinton administration, liberal interest groups argued the Clinton's nominees were entitled to a vote regardless of the outcome. Now the Senate Democrats want to place holds on the conservative nominees. There's a great deal of hypocrisy on both sides.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.